And so occasionally there's moments, it may be when there's sudden beauty and it's overwhelming, or sudden a moment of danger that wakes you up out of the continuous voice in the head. Oh. And suddenly there's more intense aliveness, beingness, presence. And then thought comes back. Or it could be, for some people, danger in the form of a physical illness can come, and suddenly that wakes you up. Oh. And suddenly you realize all the things that you pursued and you thought were important are not important at all. So already something collapses on the level of thought, all the things that mattered so much, and suddenly you develop a physical illness and see it doesn't matter at all. And so that can be helpful for some. It can be an awakening for some people. Or it may be some people are kept sane by an animal, because it's the only way they can relate to another being that is non-conceptual, because when they meet humans, they are trapped in the concepts that they have about every human they meet. They impose mental concepts and images in the form of what they think about. They know exactly what they think about you. They're not relating to you, they're relating to the thoughts in their head they have about you. And most people do it to each other. So you have only two thought-made entities trying to be in a relationship. Each one both needing and fearing the other. And this is, of course, why relationships are so problematic these days. So some people are kept sane by an animal, and that the pets fulfill an incredible function that hasn't been fully acknowledged and recognized in this world. They keep humanity sane. Because there you have, when you touch the dog or the cat, whatever it is, and for a moment, you're not, some people even there carry ego, but those are the extreme cases. You touch the animal and there's, you can be yourself. You don't need to psychologically protect yourself from the animal or want something from, you just can be with that, and you can, something transmits itself because the animal lives more deeply connected with the source of life than most humans. Less removed, or one could say the illusion has not grown to such an extent of being a separate entity, a me, and the rest of the universe. The animal still has the oneness with the totality, hasn't lost it totally, is deeply rooted in being. So the animal does not create a world of problems. The animal is one with life. And humans have separated themselves from life. They have a conceptual image. This is me, and there's the rest of the world. There's a barrier. And there's the other human being. A dreadful concept, other. And then needing others and fearing others, walking through life there. And other is a mental, another concept. So the egoic self